This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, something we didn't talk about a minute ago, me and Sudeep. I mentioned the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. Today, we got the Producer Price Index. That's prices at the wholesale level. It's one of the last big data points that the Fed's going to get before its meeting next week. They were up 0.3% month to month. That is October to November, up 7.4% from a year ago. So still, you know, high. But let's think trend here, right? More than individual data points, because inflation does kind of exist on a continuum. So Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman tells us now where those trend lines might be leading us.
You can ignore prices coming in a little higher than Wall Street was expecting. Scott Wren at Wells Fargo says what matters is the big picture. Wholesale inflation peaked at an annual rate of 11.5% back in March. It's fallen 7 of the last 8 months and is now below 8%.
The trend is down. You know, it's moving in the right direction, maybe a little bit slower than what a lot of people would like, but it's going to come down.
Wholesale inflation is falling in part because people have slowed down their post-pandemic buying splurge. Demand is down, so there's less pressure to raise prices. There are also fewer bottlenecks getting stuff from factories to warehouses to stores, says Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
The New York Fed has a measure of supply chain issues. That's moving in the right direction. Shipping costs are way down. They're down around 80% from their peaks. So this is all going to mean less pressure on prices going forward.
Still, the downward trend in inflation isn't as crystal clear when you look at the core rate, without food and energy, or the month-to-month numbers, says Dan North at credit insurer Allianz Trade.
You know, it's nice to see headlines turning down on the year-over-year basis, but I don't think the evidence is strong enough, certainly not strong enough for the Fed to say, oh, okay, we're getting towards closing here.
North expects the Fed to keep raising interest rates until it's clear inflation's heading down and staying there. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.